Welcome to the Retire at New Heights podcast with financial expert and Amazon best-selling author, Johnny Roberts. Each episode features helpful insights, practical tips, and reliable strategies to help make your retirement as enjoyable as possible. For the next few minutes, enjoy listening as co-host Michael DeLon talks with Johnny Roberts about securing your incredible future with a retirement shield. Hey, Johnny Roberts, welcome back to another great episode of your podcast, sir.
Great, man. Thanks to be here. Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
You ready for some turkey and stuff? It is. It's coming. I can smell the turkey bacon already.
Yes, it is. Did you say turkey? Oh, turkey baking, not turkey bacon.
Turkey, what that vegan? Yeah, no turkey bacon here, man.
No turkey bacon, man. We got to have the real. I hope not. My wife likes that turkey bacon. She actually started getting chicken bacon.
Oh, no. No. We have to have a conversation. No.
I know.
Bacon.
Yeah.
And you can wrap turkey with it. You can wrap chicken and put bacon around chicken. That'd be okay, but not turkey.
Yeah, you can put bacon around anything. Pretty much it's going to start tasting better, but, you know.
I love it. I love it. Well, we are here to help people's retirement start tasting better, brother. And we've done some episodes in the last two or three times about annuities and what they are and how you can use them. And I was thinking as we came into this one, you know, a lot of people think about death and dying. And I think there might be something worse than dying. And I think what might be worse than dying is having a massive stroke and continuing to live, but your expenses are going up, you're not able to work, and what happens to your family's income and the money that you've saved so much. And so I hear more and more people with strokes and things, especially as they get older. And so I want to talk about that. It's kind of a sad topic, but I think you've got some hope for us around how can you bring some protection around your life even before you die, in case you would have a stroke or some kind of catastrophic accident.
Absolutely. So going along the lines we talked about with annuities, one of the cool features of them, as well as some awesome things about life insurance we'll talk about in the next few minutes too, is you can make this amount of money worth this amount of money in case something like that happens. So you can multiply the value of your money just like that in case one of those events happen. Mm-hmm. So you can make your dollar more valuable. Right. Which if you don't have these type of programs we're talking about in these products, guess what? If something costs you $100,000 and you have $100,000, it costs you $100,000.
Yeah.
But what if $100,000 bill could be paid for with like $20,000?
Mm.
Right. Making your money more valuable. So you still have other money over here. So those are type of the things that we're talking about. If you have a stroke, if you have a heart attack, if you have something where now I need assisted living help, I don't want to go to a facility. I just need help at home. I've got an illness or something where I can't totally take care of myself anymore, like a chronic illness or something, right? So now I can have, once again, a bucket of money that is can be specified. I can utilize some of that so I don't have to drain. So a dollar for dollar is not going to cost me everything I got. It's mm-hmm. only cost me a portion of what I have to help cover something that's more money. So, man, strokes, there's a stat that we talk about is that if you're 65 years old, say you got a room with 100 people, they're all 65, 50 of those people are going to live to be 93.
Wow. 50.
25 of those people are going to live past 93. Now, what comes with age? Either death, we know, yeah. But also our bodies run down.
They run down. They wear out.
You hear stories about someone who's 95, perfectly healthy. That does happen. But most folks, our bodies run down, right? Because we eat too much pizza or something like that. You know what I mean?
That's right. Exactly.
Whatever. So as we get older, there's going to be medical expenses that health and medical insurance don't cover. Once again, it could be that assisted living situation.
Yeah.
Those things are going to happen. And so it's just because we're living longer. When you're younger, maybe you're working at 55, 60 years old, 50 years old, man, a lot of people have these issues. Like I have a stroke or a heart attack. They can't work for 3 or 4 months. You know, they need a triple bypass or something. My dad needed one at 50 years old, a triple bypass. He had to come home from a mission trip. in Venezuela to have emergency surgery. Thank God he didn't have to have it in Venezuela.
Right. Yeah,
Nothing
that'd be
against
bad.
Venezuelans. If you're Venezuelan, great people, but
That's right.
we wanted to be in America for the doctors here, right? We love our
Yep.
people, love our country. So he had to come home and have a triple bypass at 50. If they had these type of products back then, Manna would have provided him with a lump sum of income that he could utilize. What can do that? Man, life insurance can.
Yeah.
Life insurance, you don't have to die to use. So there's products out there that A are life insurance. If I die, someone's getting this money tax-free. There's life insurance products that can provide you with a tax-free income stream. Most of the life insurance products out there now have accelerated benefit riders. If you ever hear the term, an insurance person says, this has ABRs, that's what that means. Accelerated benefit riders. What does that sound like it means? You accelerate your benefit. You get it while you're alive, or a portion of it while you're alive to help you. If you have a heart attack, stroke, cancer, doesn't mean you're going to die from it. It just means it's going to hurt you financially. So now you have a pot of money that you can literally use in your life insurance to dig out of, to help you during that time of your life, instead of just using what's money is in your bank account. Because in your bank account, it's costing you dollar for dollar.
Right.
But in the life insurance, it's coming out of this pot of money that you've been paying for a premium for the death benefit and what have you. Also, chronic illness, where you can't
Yeah.
do two of six living activities, right? You have some kind of illness that causes that to happen. Number one, you can utilize a life insurance policy to get paid a lump sum to help you cover bills. And what's cool, this isn't long-term care insurance where you have to go to a nursing home or something like
Right.
this. It is paid to you just by the diagnosis.
Yeah.
You can't do two of six living activities. That triggers the benefit, not paying a nurse, not paying a facility to take care of you. It's a diagnosis that triggers the benefit. Now, you may be able to stay at home, have someone take care of you, your family take care of you. It doesn't matter. The
Right.
money comes to you.
Wow.
The annuities we talked about last week, two of six living activities, once again, they're not paying a facility. They're not paying a nurse or whatever. They're paying you. They're making that income stream we talked about pay double. Some have riders on them, and there's ones that are specifically designed to help with this even more, that are going to
Right.
pay you even more money. So once again, it makes this $100,000 cost, you're paying for it for way less. So you're
Right.
making this, if you have $100,000, you're making this $100,000 way more valuable in a horrible case scenario,
Right.
right?
And
So
that's because
cool.
you've got a big toolbox. And we talk about this a lot, your retirement blueprint, your retirement toolbox. Johnny's got a big toolbox full of all of these insurance policies and annuities and all these different things that's why you have to sit down and talk with them to understand your situation and how do you protect against different things so Johnny knows which retirement tools to bring to the table, right?
Absolutely. So you sit down with people. Once again, they come in with maybe an IRA or 401k, a brokerage account that their financial guys are planning with them. They've grown. They've made 18, 20% the last few years. They got $1 million. So they're feeling good. Nothing specifically designed to help with an illness or sickness. Nothing to help with taxes. Nothing to help with guaranteed protection or even legacy death benefit money. They just have money. And I say this in our seminars all the time. Money does not equal a retirement plan.
That's
It's
right.
part of it. And you have to be wise with that money and figure out what you want to do with that money with a purpose and utilize it. Make that money more valuable, A, by tax planning, B, by income streams that are going to be guaranteed, C, by helping with the long-term care. So man, if you have $1 million in your retirement account, it's all deferred, like a lot of people, say they
Yeah.
do, all in a 401k. If you get sick, something happens to you. First of all, that money's really worth about $750,000 because of the taxes. We already talked
Taxes,
about
yeah.
that a few weeks ago.
That's right.
Number two, now that $750,000 is going to be drained, could be a couple hundred grand, man, if something serious happens and you're out of it
Yeah.
for a few, a year, 2 years, or something like that, and all that's taxable. So it is just amazing to me, once again, that when people come in with preconceived notions about, I don't need life insurance. I've got all this money. I don't want to think about annuities. Someone told me one that screwed me up, or someone told me not to get them, or all the stuff on the internet says no. Put all that aside. Put a plan together. And if the plan fits, I don't care what we call it.
That's
It
right.
shouldn't matter, right? It's Mike's plan. Let's just call it that.
Yeah.
Mike's plan has different pieces to it
Yeah.
that are going to solve your problems. Forget about the names of things. Forget about, oh, this is just life insurance. This is just an
Yeah.
annuity. These are just kind of investments.
Doesn't matter.
It's about the plan.
That's
So
right.
that needs to be out there for folks. And
Well,
that's
and
what we
that's
try to
good
help
because,
people do.
yeah.
The first meeting, if someone calls us and says, hey, Johnny, I want to talk with you. Now, the first meeting is just exploring things. What do you got going on? What are you concerned about? What's your passions? What do you have right now? Where's your money at? What's it doing? Most people just say, I got money. I made a lot of money on it. I get my statements every 3 months. Well, here's a piece of common sense, because a lot of people are tied into a financial planner advisor that they've been dealing with for 5 years that they talk to once or twice a year. Yeah, Mike's made me a ton of money and done well for me. Guess what? Everybody's made a ton of money the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
It isn't just because Mike. That is not a plan, though,
That's right.
right? It's not a plan. So, yeah, they have a purpose, but planning is much more important than just having a pot of money.
Right. No, I love it. And that's really what you help people do. Retire at New Heights is the name of your company, your book, and your website. But it's because that's what you want to help people do is retire at new heights. We all go and come into retirement thinking, oh, I want to do this, whether it's travel, spend time with the grandkids, whatever, play golf, doesn't matter. But without a plan, odds are it's not going to happen as effectively as it could. And that's why I love the toolbox, the retirement blueprint that you have for every one of your clients. You walk them through this blueprint, and it's like going to a city and seeing the downtown. Big buildings, small buildings, no two buildings are the same. No two buildings have the exact same blueprint, usually, I don't think. And that's how it is in retirement. Your retirement blueprint is going to look different than the guy next door. And that's why sitting down
Absolutely.
with Johnny is going to be really important to understand what do you have? What are you wanting to do? How do we get you there? And what makes the most sense? And Johnny's got a great retirement blueprint. He's got lots of tools in his toolbox. And you can start finding those at retireatnewheights.com. That's Johnny's website. Get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book by the same title, Retire at New Heights, and sit down and have a conversation with Johnny just to see where are you, where you want to go, what are the challenges you're facing, and how can he help you surmount some of those obstacles with a retirement plan that fits you. So, Johnny, I love your heart around all of this. And I know that you're there to help people answer lots of questions, create a great plan for their retirement, and help them live the life of their dreams, right?
Yeah, man. Thank you, Mike. And also, one thing, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, send us a comment, a question you got, and let us know what's going on. I appreciate the support. We've had great feedback on the podcast, even on the YouTube channel and things like that. So we appreciate it from everybody. And, hit that subscribe button if you hear that all the time.
Awesome. I love it. Best channel you're ever going to subscribe.
Oh, the greatest.
That's
You can see
right.
my wife on there. We got a picture of her on there with me. So you can see how beautiful my wife is.
I
It's really,
love it. We just got to get her away from that turkey bacon or chicken bacon.
Chicken bacon. It's even
All
worse.
right, Johnny, take care, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for listening to the Retire at New Heights podcast with retirement planning expert Johnny Roberts. And be sure to get your free copy of Johnny's Amazon best-selling book at his website, newheights.life.